Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, and this is going to be super awkward because we're sitting next to each other, and we haven't done this ever before.
We don't know if we look at each other or if we look at you, so bear with us.
Yeah, we're going through the whole...
Alexa are back.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
We're echoing, too. We're already making a mess. Wait, that's just coming through there. All right, so this is going to be the Episode 6 Predictions and Power Rankings. We don't have to wear headphones, which is probably the best part. Alexa's hat, nobody can see it, but it's... There you go.
Boston Red Sox World Champions.
She gets that from work. This is...
Yep, I took it.
Yes, and it's not bad enough the Red Sox won, but she also takes it from work. We know that we probably won't have many of you live today because it's Monday morning at 8:30 in the morning out here on the West Coast.
And we didn't tell anyone that we were doing this.
Yeah, we didn't, but we had to figure out when Alexa was going to be back, and now she's back forever, and she's never leaving because, yeah.
Because I love L.A. and I love hanging out with Phil.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I meant never leaving the podcast.
Oh, true.
She's definitely leaving L.A. within the next hour, so goodbye.
Yeah, so this is going to be a quick one.
Yeah, but she is never leaving here. Wednesday, there is no World Series game, so I don't have to do anything with the intern. I almost said I don't have to podcast with intern. I almost said I don't have to intern with podcast.
No, that would be terrible. Yeah. You can't be an intern.
I can't be an intern. So no more intern, at least not just me and him. I know. Everybody take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
He was getting a little love this week, I saw. Are slowly starting to accept him.
I think he was starting to replace you. I think that's what was really
That would
happening.
Have been problematic.
Yeah. But so we have episode 6, predictions, power rankings, three tribes. Natalie's gone. I know. Heartbreaker. Alexa, you didn't even get to talk about Natalie going home.
I didn't even get to, but all I did was see there's some GIF account on Twitter that I think we retweeted, but it's Natalie going down that firefighter's pole and she just explodes. And this happened right as I started to understand what a napalm is. So kind of sucks that we can't make those jokes anymore. But yeah, we lost quite the pre-merge villain.
Yeah, we did. And so now she's gone and I don't know who's going to be the villain to take her place. I don't really see anybody who stands out to me right now. Angelina with her jacket thing.
A bit of her.
Yeah, but the jacket has just been so funny. It's how amazing. She's admitted that she knew Natalie was going home with this whole jacket situation. And I think it's great. I'm so happy Natalie didn't give her the jacket. It just makes this whole situation even funnier.
It's so petty. It's so
It's
wonderful.
So petty. But now I really don't know where everybody stands on that tribe. I figure Nick and Mike are tight, but I don't know if that necessarily means that Angelina is on the outside like we thought. I think she just really wanted the jacket. But she admitted, and she got off like pretty scot-free for that whole jacket incident, which I'm pretty surprised at because it's pretty mean. I mean, she threw Natalie under the bus to try to get Lyrsa's jacket and then votes out Natalie like when Natalie gets screwed by asking for the jacket and still tries to get the jacket. She's like getting off pretty easy here, and I think it's funny.
I'm surprised that Natalie even wanted to ask Lyrsa or Nick for the jackets because that was just a really uncomfortable scene. If I'm Lyrsa and Nick, I'm having the exact same reaction as they did. Like, what the hell are you asking for? So I'm surprised Natalie agreed to that, but I bet Natalie knew where she stood. She already knows how everyone feels about her, so why not?
Yeah, and I won't lie. I'm not surprised Natalie did that. It's Natalie. Yeah, I feel like she's out there to do those types of things. She knows what she's doing. And look, I think she was shocked she went home, but I thought her final words were very self-aware, which is crazy, where she was talking about, I'm not going to give up my jacket. Some of this was deserved, some of this wasn't, but I'm not going to give it up because she might have been part of it. Natalie's a lot smarter than this edit let on. The edit just kind of made her seem like the fool who was always rubbing everybody the wrong way. And I'm sure she was rubbing everybody the wrong way, but she wasn't a fool the whole time. So,
did you read any Rags of Press? I didn't have the chance to.
Nope, didn't read a thing.
Okay, great. Then we will talk
I've
about
had to. After. I've had to entertain Alexa for far too long now.
Yeah, it's been like a whole, like, 6 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we can jump into these power rankings, and I have mine on the computer and Alexa has hers on her phone, so she's probably going to change it up as we go through. She finally got me last week. She gained 2 points. I'm up 64-52. My score after the week before was 51, so you finally topped that score. Good job.
Wow.
So you can keep track here. Yeah, also Alexa has no voice because she just screams at
baseball
men
players.
In baseball types, yeah.
That's the dream.
Yeah, so that's what she's been doing for a really long time. So she has no voice, but hopefully it's back by Wednesday. She probably hasn't slept in like a month. So
nope, haven't slept since the wild card.
Yeah, so I'll start with my number one since she's staring right at it. I got John. Always have him at number one. He's like my Michelle from Ko Rong. This is 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the fifth straight week I have John at number one. I don't plan on dropping him anytime soon. I think that he's really safe right now. He's got the brochachos. He seems like he's gotten this little, like, heart edit where he was talking about, I want to work with Natalie. Well, maybe he'll try to work with Gabby. Maybe he'll try to work with Allison. Maybe he'll try to pull one of them into the brochacho alliance. Because if this tribe loses, I don't see them losing more than once before the merge. So, because I think the merge is going to happen at 12, not 13 for some reason.
You think so?
I think so. When I don't know.
The last time they did that?
Was it the one with Jessica? I think it was the one with Jessica because then Jessica went at 12 and didn't make the merge or didn't make the jury.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, I think it was. So I think it was that. So it's not too long ago. And normally they do 13, but for some reason I'm feeling like they're going to do 12. Either way, we'll end up finding out. Maybe they do 13, and I'm just wrong. And we only have to get through one more tribal council here, hoping that Tiva doesn't lose. Yeah, I remember the top tribe
Tiva,
name.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, you realizing that. I don't have that written down. I actually remember that. So Mondo, number one. I think he's absolutely safe. There's no way he goes home on that tribe.
I have him pretty close to the top, but I actually have Davey at number one. Oh, my God. I cannot talk.
Yeah,
so,
what is wrong with you?
Even though Tiva, now that we've established their name, even though they're easily the most physically dominant tribe, they had a preview scene. And it was very Allison oriented. And that's not going to happen unless they lose something. And so that makes me think that orange has the chemistry to pull through a win. Orange was much more on top of themselves than I expected them to be last week. And I think Davey is in easily the best position. He's got that idol, which he's never going to use. He has Carl. I think he's perfectly fine. I think Alex, the one in hot water, and Kara are the ones in hot water. Even Elizabeth, I'm not too nervous about too. So I think Davey is a clear number one, but I have John at my number three. So he's not too far down.
Yeah, we have the same top three as I look over your shoulder. Because we just have it in a different order. I go Mundo, Davey, Dan, you go Davey, Dan, John. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Dan for a little bit, because we
kind of talked about John, we kind of talked about Davey. Dan, I think last week showed that he actually can be a really good player. And I think he had a very rocky start, but now we have been talking about this, about if you have an idol, are you going to lay back or are you going to keep finding more? And he was the one who went out and found more, and he didn't tell anybody about this one. And Kara's days are looking numbered. So Dan is about to walk into a really good situation.
Yeah. And so we saw last week, Davey talking about how he wanted to get rid of Kara, or I'm sorry, was it Kara? Yeah. Was he get rid of Kara or was he get rid of Alec? It was get rid of Kara.
Kara.
So I don't really think Kara has much of a chance to get back in on this drive. I think that no matter what ends up happening, she's going to be the lowest person. Maybe somehow Alec blows himself up. But right now I think that Davey wants Kara out, and even Elizabeth wants Kara out. They were both talking about how she's the most dangerous one. So it's really setting up for Kara to go home. And Dan, his closest ally is Kara. So I think he wants Kara to stay in the game. I don't think he necessarily wants her to go home, but just because she knows about one idol, plus he has a second one. But I don't know. I think that not having Kara right now is okay for his game, because he doesn't feel the need to tell anybody about the second idol. Maybe he can learn to like keep that secret to himself, and maybe he won't ever tell anybody. I could still see him and Kara getting back together. That was the one that was played up the most. That was the one relationship that was played up the most, that like him and Natalia wasn't played up at all. And the Angelina John thing wasn't really played up that much. So if there's one couple that I feel like needs to get back together, I feel like it's Dan and Kara. And so that would mean that Kara survives this week, which I really don't think she's going to.
And they've also, to your point, they were kind of talking those two up for the entire premiere. Oh, I completely lost my train of thought. I don't know.
It's because I'm clicking around.
Yeah, I know. You can't keep doing that.
I know. What? This just proves I'm never looking at you.
He called them a showmance, which I don't think they are, because showmance means there has to be like something going on, which I don't really think there is. And so if they're going to like drop that word so early, you would think that there's a little more to their story. So yeah. I have Kara pretty low too, but now that we're talking out loud, I feel like Kara lasts to see Dan again.
This is one of those where I would change up my power rankings if you weren't sitting
over. But I'm not going
but to. But she's sitting over my shoulder, and I have a big enough lead. I'll just sit through it. All right. Number four, I have Mike, and five, I have Nick. So, they kind of go hand in hand. Mike, I think, controlled what happened last week. It seemed like him and Nick were the ones in control of last week. We didn't really hear too much from Lyrsa. Or we did, but we didn't hear too much about the strategizing from Lyrsa. We don't know how tight she is with Mike. We don't know how tight she is with Nick. We just know that she wanted Natalie to go home, that the whole jacket thing was ridiculous. And we didn't really hear too much from Angelina on where she stood. So it made it seem like Angelina was blindsided last week when she wasn't at all. But Mike is the one who's in control of this. And he's just so unthreatening to everybody right now. Nick really likes him, and then I feel like because of the Nick and Christian alliance name, and then Mike and Nick having an alliance name, I feel like Nick and Christian have to get back together at some point, and I think Mike's going to be there for it, because like I think that just creates the most drama, and I feel like the way that this has been played up, it's these named alliances kind of going after each other. So I think that right now, I think that Nick and Mike are both safe. I think that if that tribe loses, it's either going to be Angelina or Lyrsa. I don't see Angelina and Lyrsa teaming up together. That's the one thing. I don't see either of them sticking their neck out there to ensure that one of the guys go home. So that's why I think the two of them on that tribe are the safest.
What do you think they name the alliance when Christian, Mike, and Nick end up together?
Like Brochacho Juniors. It's gotta be like, what's like the weakling version of Brochacho? Because the Brochachos is what Christian's in with.
I don't know.
The Nacho Libres. That's it.
Oh, that's actually that's
there you
actually
go. That's what it should be.
All right. Did you do five and six?
I did four and five.
You did four and five. Okay. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. So I have Christian at four and I have Mike at five. So looking at your power rankings, we're still pretty matched. I think you're right with Mike. Again, I said this last week or whenever I podcasted last, but Mike is super threatening, like you said, and no one, I guess when you're the director of the Emoji Movie and Nacho Libre, people have a different view of you than if you're Jimmy Johnson. So I think he's good. He's good to last for quite a while longer, but I still have Christian a little above him. I think if this Tiva tribe does go to tribal council, it is a 99% chance that it's Allison who goes home. And this is strictly an edit perspective, but there was a really cool confessional with Dan where I think they're chatting with Christian and they're like inducting him into the Brochacho Alliance. And Dan is like, yeah, Christian thinks he's one of the guys. And 99 times out of 100, his next sentence would have been, but he's not.
Yeah.
But Dan was like, no, he is. Like, he and I relate. And so what's so cool about that alliance is that you'd never think that they would end up together, but they really do. So I think Christian's in a perfect spot. I mean, this guy is just crushing every single puzzle. Everyone likes him. He's in with the guys. He's in with Gabby. So Christian is in an unbelievable spot.
Yeah, I have him at 6. I think he's safe too. I just have him a little bit lower because I don't feel like he's the one who's in control of that tribe. And I don't know. Look, my top 6 are all dudes. So that actually my top 7 are all guys. So that tells you how I'm feeling about the women going into this episode right now.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
But it was funny. The other night, I wanted to tweet this and then I forgot. And then I just forgot about everything until right now. But the other night, maybe this was already on the internet and I didn't look. The other night after the episode, I watched Orange County for the first time, which Mike White wrote. And in the episode, Jack Black looks at a lady and goes, oh, are you cold? Do you need my jacket? And just takes his jacket off and hands it and puts it around her shoulders. And I was like, oh my God, the irony.
This is weird.
Like, so after that whole jacket blow up of nobody being able to get the jacket, all you guys needed to do is be like a stoned out version of Jack Black in Orange County and just be like, here's my jacket.
That is insane.
Yeah, it was really weird. And I just randomly watched the movie because it was really short and because Mike White had written it, and I was like, let's see what this guy's got other than Nacho Libre and School of Rock. So I went and watched it, and I thought it was really funny. I thought it was a little ironic moment. But that's taking up my Christian speak time, which is my number 6. And I agree with you on everything. Christian's doing fine. He's actually building relationships, which is what actually makes him threatening to win the entire game. He's building relationships with everybody. He has three allies on his own tribe. He has Nick, which by having Nick, that probably means he's going to end up having Mike. Like, I think he's safe for a really long time until people start to realize, wait, he's going to win the game, unless they start to realize that way too late, in which case, too bad. What are you looking at?
This, I thought someone said, Alexa can't talk. It's disgusting.
No, it just says, Alexa can't talk. Cancel the episode.
Well, that's really nice. Oh, I heard Boosh Bear wrote disgusting.
There you go.
Robert G, says, bring intern back. Cancel intern.
Yeah, who's Robert G? Who's that guy?
What a weirdo.
Robert G, change your name to intern. I like how he's trying to pump himself up. That's great.
Hashtag bring intern back.
Yeah, hashtag Fairness. Bring intern back. Started by hashtag intern. If anybody's wondering, Robert G is intern. He's promoting himself.
But never call him Robert. That would be giving him too much power.
Yeah. Also, you're going to have to, Robert, if you're going to be doing this type of thing, you have to pay us money for this ad time here. We're not going to let you just promote yourself on our show.
You can't just have a random hashtag and not let us get some money out of it. Boo, intern. Okay. So this is where I would have changed, but because I haven't been available for about a month and I did these power rankings laying on Phil's couch but 20 minutes ago, I put someone at number 6 and I don't know why I did that. So I'm going to defend it. And I'm going to see if it works. I have Elizabeth at number 6, which I don't think is horrendously odd.
Your next one's horrendous.
No, it's not.
It's not very good.
It's fine. It's in the middle. Okay, so Elizabeth is number 6. And I thought she and Kara were going to get back together. And she really didn't, which makes me believe that Elizabeth is all in on Davey. I think Elizabeth and Alec never really had any kind of relationship. I think that was strictly for that one vote out. And I think Davey and Carl are going to, or more Davey so, because I don't really know where Carl stands. I think Davey's going to want to get rid of Kara way more than he's wanting to get rid of Elizabeth. Because even though Elizabeth did vote against Davey's alliance early on, I don't think there's any bad blood there, or else we would have heard about it already. So even though Elizabeth doesn't have one real ally on her tribe, I'm really not nervous for her because I think she actually could play a swing position.
Yeah, I have her 8, so I don't have her that much lower. Your 7 is where you're bad. But my 7 is Carl. Carl, I think, is – Carl's in a weird spot. He's got the idol nullifier, which is what's making me think that he doesn't go home, because I feel like this idol nullifier has been hyped up preseason. I feel like whoever gets it's probably going to play it right. I doubt they're going to rehide it again. So I think that, especially on this tribe, he has Davey, he has Elizabeth. If they decide that Elizabeth's not actually in with them, he could easily jump over to Kara and and Alec. We saw Carl talking to Kara last week where he was sitting in the shelter saying, can you believe that he just threw you under the bus like that regarding Alec? So he's working there, and also he jumps so high he could probably dunk a basketball with his toes.
Did you see that photo?
My God, he jumps so high, it's great. Because like, you know, I forget who else is in the picture. I think Kara's like this far off the ground. I'm like, yes, that's how I jump. Good job. But yeah, he jumps really, really high, and I'm starting to. It's funny because every time they do a solo part of the challenge, Carl is always chosen. Carl was chosen over Alec last week. Carl was chosen in the early episodes. And Carl hasn't been that great in the challenges, but it's funny that every time he's getting chosen, I don't know if that's just because he's liked and he really wants to do these challenges.
Probably because he looks like a basketball player.
He does. Well, and he can – because they're just hoping that maybe he'll just jump over the whole damn challenge and just get to the end. But, yeah, I don't know. It's crazy, but I have him at 7. I think that he's okay. I have Elizabeth at 8. I don't really think she's in too much danger right now either. I do think it's got to be Alec and Kara. And if I hadn't seen the TMZ thing, maybe I would put Elizabeth a little bit lower. But just based on that and the fact that there's still 3, I'm figuring that she's going to end up siding with the other 2 Davids, and they'll take out a Goliath if they lose.
See, I think now that we're on our 6th episode, we're about to go into episode 6, I can't use the TMZ thing anymore because one of them very easily could make the merge. So
they both very easily
could
make the merge. Like right now, Alec, if Alec gets to the merge and this whole move that he made doesn't actually backfire him and he gets to the merge with it and can get back with other people, he's like in the running for MVP right now for like the whole season because he made a big move that up until this point has not worked for him.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Which is what we said. I mean, I don't remember who won or lost MVP and LVP that week, but we said, we can't judge Alec's move until we know what happens. So I think he's in a good spot. I can't wait until it's Alec and Kara in the final 3. And then like Christian ends up winning.
Well,
how are they going to do that?
I would like it if it was – I'm hoping it's Mike, Alec, and Kara in the final 3. And then Mike wins and everybody goes, wow. So we just had the screenwriter win and the 2 people who were in the TMZ article were in the final 3. Yeah, that would be the most unlikely final 3 of all time. That would probably top the Bob Susie show.
That would be absolutely – nothing can top them at the moment.
Yeah.
All right, so for my number 7, which Phil thinks is a horrible call.
I think it's terrible.
It's Gabby. And I always do this. I always put my gigantic question mark in the middle. And 7 is in the middle of 14. So jokes on you, math majors. But I think Gabby's fine. I don't think they're going to get rid of her. I think.
That was another one you put right in the middle.
Oh, yeah. She's dead.
Jessica.
She's pointing at Jessica. She's very dead. yeah. Jeremy, too. I had a pretty good.
No, that was Bradley. Bradley.
Oh,
so
I'm
you're
off
fine.
The hook.
Yeah.
That's great. I really think Gabby's in an okay place. I think the second that John or Dan bring up Gabby's name to go home, Christian is going to get super spiny about that. And I still think Christian is more committed to Gabby than he is to them. So I don't think that they'll want to get rid of her just because they'll eventually know that about him.
Mm-hmm.
I think Allison is such a clear first vote on that tribe. And I think Gabby fits in with them more than the edit is leading us to believe. I think they want us to think that Gabby's like really upset and she's a loner and all this stuff. But I think I really think she's more in with them than we're being led to believe. So I think Gabby's fine.
Yeah, my biggest fear with that is going back to Heroes, Healers, Hustlers. I feel like that Allison could be your Rourke here, but then Gabby could still be your Allie. And what scares me about this one is in that season, Rourke was the outsider coming into that tribe. She was the lone person from her tribe. She didn't fit in either way, and Ryan made his ins with Chrissy and JP. On this one, Gabby's the loner because Allison actually has 2 other people that were on her original tribe. So I feel like Gabby is the odd person out. That's why I have her lower. And yeah, her edit's been great. And yeah, Gabby's still the person that she was my winner pick preseason, and I'm not sold that she's not going to win. But right now, I just feel like she's in too much danger to put that high. I mean, I feel like if that tribe loses, just because we're seeing more of Allison, that could also mean that this is the beginning of Allison's story. I mean, go back to Heroes versus Villains. Sandra didn't really get any material until Courtney went home. And then it was like, here's Sandra. Yeah, so I could see that happening too. So we'll have to see what actually.
You're definitely right about that. I think, and we haven't really talked about this, and Angelina brought this up right before the vote. The numbers are now tied in terms of Davis and Goliaths. So I guess if I'm a Goliath and a David ends up winning – like, that sets the tone for more Ghost Island seasons for the rest of Survivor, which is terrible. But at the moment, I think part of the reason we're enjoying this is because Allison, John, and Dan are not just blindly Goliaths. So It's making it a little more muddy, which is obviously way more fun as a viewer. But if I'm going on Survivor, it's really hard to not want to do what Bradley and Dom and Wendell did.
Yeah, and what's interesting is right now, nobody's really alive. Because Kara and Alec are all messed up over there because Alec flopped. And then, you know, the Mike just voted out Natalie, and Angelina was in on it too. So right now, I don't feel like the old tribal lines are as there as we think. Plus, you remember, the Goliaths voted 9-1. The Davids voted 5-4. So that's a big difference. That's that shows that there was still a division within the Davids. And right now, the way the Davids shaped up, it ended up where Gabby and Christian, who were working together, were together. Carl and Davey, and then Elizabeth there. So that one, Elizabeth is like an outsider there, but Carl and Davey. And then Lyrsa and Nick. And Lyrsa and Nick voted together in the first tribal. So it kind of broke down where everybody who had voted together got together. And the Goliaths, we were just led to believe, oh, they're this big happy family, 9-1. But I'm not even convinced that once the Goliaths eat their own here, that the Davids are just going to team up and vote out all of the Goliaths. I think that they're going to team up with some of these Goliaths, as we're seeing with Christian, with John and Dan. I feel like that's really going to be the theme of this season. I think a lot of people are going to do that.
There's always someone every year who makes they make like an alliance and an idol chart, and I love it. Because it like explains everything, and I'm really curious as to what that's going to look like come merge. Because we could have some gigantic super alliance of like the Brochachos, Gabby, and then Nick, and then Mike White. So there's a lot going on here. I'm really excited to see how it plays out. Next week or the week after.
Who's your eight?
So my eight is Carl. After my eight, I have another gigantic question mark for why I put them there. I think Carl is fine. I have him a lot lower than I expected, but I really think anybody outside of the top 10 or anyone outside of my bottom four is pretty safe. I think the only thing is if Carl tells Davey that he's an idol nullifier, Davey might have a problem with that. But I think Davey and Carl, we're shown that they're close. I think they're way closer than, I think they're like similar to Christian and Gabby levels of close. So I think Davey will try to use that more to his advantage than get rid of him. But other than Davey, I really don't know who Carl has.
And we didn't talk about this because I had intern who
sucks.
You know, God, intern. But so we didn't get to talk about this last week. This idol nullifier, I feel like it's going to be used against Dan because Carl and Davey are in the same alliance. People know that Dan has an idol, and just by having one idol, like just because he has two, people already know about one, and you only need to know about one in order to use the idol nullifier successfully. Dan's not going to play two idols on himself. You know, and you have to play it before the idol or before the votes are read. So he's not going to play two idols on himself. They put the idol nullifier in, right? He puts it into the urn.
It's like a piece of paper.
Yeah, so you put it into the urn. So it's interesting because I feel like this is setting up for Dan to have it played against him. I feel like I can already see this coming. And so that's why I think Carl is fine because he's with – his ally has the other idol, and he's never going to use the nullifier. And now Davey, if he hears about the nullifier, is going to do everything he can to make sure that – that nullifier is used before Davey needs to start playing his idol.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think with Dan having two idols, I feel like he's going to try to do some big flashy move where he plays both of those idols in the same tribal council, one for himself and one for one other person. So I'm curious, do you think that if that's the case, do you think he'll nullify Dan playing for himself or Dan playing for someone else? Because that's the thing.
I think Dan for himself, because I think Dan is somebody who's more threatening because he found the two idols than whoever he would be trying to save. Yeah. Because if you look at the only person he's going to try to save is Kara. That's it.
Could be John or Christian.
Maybe. I don't know, the way that this is setting up, I feel like it'd be more Kara than John. He could do it for John. He absolutely could. But, you know.
It depends if Kara gets it.
Yeah, I guess in John and Kara are both really threatening people to win the game. But the fact that Dan would be the one who saved them, that gives him such a great story at Final Tribal against anyone, whereas being saved by somebody who got voted out that day does not give you as good of a story.
No, that gets you nowhere.
Yeah.
That's the thing about the idol nullifier. If Dan this is a better example, Davey. Davey plays his idol for Elizabeth. Carl would have to write Elizabeth down on the idol nullifier, not Dan. So this might not work. I guess I can't assume that it's not going to work, but that makes it so much more difficult.
But what makes it easy at this moment is that everybody a lot of people know that Dan has it.
Yes,
so sure. So what happens is if he catches wind that Dan has it, nobody knows that an idol nullifier is a thing. Nobody's even going to think about that. He can just walk in and write Dan. Because, you know, if they're all coming for Dan and they're trying to figure out who's going to get the votes, who's not, and Dan has two idols, he might get overconfident and be like, you know what, I'll play one for Kara, I'll play one for me. And it just makes it easy because you could just sit down and say, okay, good. I'm going to write down Dan's name no matter what because he's going to play one for himself. Mm-hmm. So actually having the two idols almost makes it a little bit easier because you know Dan's going to play at least one for himself. He's not going to pull a Parvati because newsflash, guys, like Dan isn't Parvati. Just a quick
– he's not there yet.
Quick update. But anyway, so my number nine is Lyrsa. I think Lyrsa is safe going this week. Honestly, because I did this like while Alexa was doing hers on the couch, I did not have – I for some reason put this Purple Tribe – as my highest bottom two. I have Lyrsa at nine and then Angelina I don't have much further back. But I do think that for some reason I'm not getting a vibe that they're gonna lose again. I feel like this week it's gonna be green or it's going to be orange. I feel like there's been more around those two tribes. Now that Natalie is gone, that was the big story over there. So once she left, I feel like Jabroni became a lot more
harmonious.
Yeah, and they're safer now. Like if Natalie was still in the game and Lyrsa would have went last week, I would still be convinced that Purple could lose because they'd have to vote out Natalie. Or because Natalie could be a threat to go home and Angelina or Nick would be in trouble. But right now, I feel like Lyrsa's fine. I feel like she's survived two votes now where she probably should have been the one who went home and she wasn't. And she survived. And I think she's going to hit the merge. And once you hit the merge, she could pull that whole this is the second time I'm mentioning Susie on the same podcast, but she could pull a Susie where people just kind of forget that, you know, she could win the game. And remember, Susie lost by one to Bob. And I think that Lyrsa is somebody who could definitely roll through this post-merge. Think about it. John is there. Dan is there. Davey has an idol and is incredibly likable. Christian's incredibly likable and vocal about being likable. These are threatening people as you're moving forward. And here's Lyrsa just like, don't worry about me. I should have been voted out twice. And you all think I'm weak. Remember, I'm weak. Don't worry about me. Like, I think that she can get through this. She's gonna be in a really good position come merge time. So
I think you're right. I go, I'm gonna jump to my 9 and 10 because you've talked about both of them. I have Nick at 9 and Lyrsa at 10. Nick at 9 is my gigantic question mark. Don't really know why I put him there. I do my power rankings like the top ones and the bottom ones, and then I fill in the middle, which is probably not the right way to do it.
Yeah, especially since you put Gabby in the middle.
Yeah, but Gabby's fine. So I echo pretty much everything you just said about Lyrsa. I don't necessarily think Nick and Lyrsa are going to work together, nor do I think Angelina and Lyrsa, nor do I think Angelina and Nick. The only alliance I see there is Nick and Mike. But I think Natalie was the thorn. Past that, they are fairly okay. I think come merge time, they are all going to break up. But they could lose again, in which case I think it would be Lyrsa or Angelina, who I have way more down at the bottom. So I guess we can get to Angelina.
Yeah, well, I have to do Alec first because I actually – so I have 10. I have Alec. Yeah, I should put Alec lower, right? I should. I should have Alec at 14. Alexa's vomiting because I'm talking about how low Alec should be. But I should put Alec lower, but I'm not. I'm keeping him at 10, and I have Kara below him. I think that if they lose, Kara's still in the most danger. I saw, you know, I'm just going based on what I'm seeing. I'm trying to ignore that Alec isn't going to be at the finale. I'm trying to ignore it, but I'm having a hard time. But this is my way of ignoring it, is putting Kara below Alec. So I have Alec at 10, and I have Angelina at 11, which is what Alexa wants to talk about anyway. So I put Angelina at 11. I think that Angelina is still in the most danger on that tribe, even though she voted with them. Because I think this is the second time that Nick and Lyrsa have voted together. And yeah, this is the second time Mike and Angelina have voted together, but Angelina was still the other vote against Lyrsa. And something tells me that, you know, Lyrsa and Nick might be close enough that Nick and Mike seem like they're tight, and Mike doesn't seem necessarily that tight with Angelina. At least we haven't seen too much of it. We've seen more of Nick and Lyrsa than we've seen of Angelina and Mike. So I think that they could work together and vote out Angelina.
I think it's Mike who in the preview mentions that Angelina. I forget what he says, but Angelina's like either taking over, she's something, mm-hmm. Which is kind of what someone's been saying.
You haven't been here. It's been me.
No, I talked last week. Did I?
Last Sunday, right? I think last Sunday. Wasn't last Wednesday.
No, it certainly was not. So I think Angelina's going to be in a pretty tough position. I think she's either going to get the Ryan treatment or the merge boot treatment, where she's playing so well pre-merge. And she still has a very, very long way to go. Mm-hmm. And someone was just saying, it might have been Dom who tweeted, but nobody pays attention to what you do in the pre-merge. Mm-hmm. And so I think Angelina's having a stellar pre-merge, but I think people are realizing that she's a really good player earlier than Nick or Christian, because she's been the one spearheading everything. And so I think she has a very strong personality, significantly different from how Natalie had a strong personality, mm-hmm. because I think Angelina has a really good social game and I think everybody likes Angelina, but the difference is everybody knows how hard she's playing.
Yeah, everybody knows. And once again, last week, this is what I've been saying since the beginning. Angelina wants it to go Angelina's way. And last week was another example of that. She wanted the jacket. She wanted Natalie to stay. Like, she did want all of that stuff. And yeah, they ended up voting out Natalie.
Did she actually want Natalie to
stay? I think she still wanted Natalie to stay. I do think she wanted Natalie to stay.
But she didn't.
Well, I think she realized that Mike was not going to do it. And I think eventually she didn't put up that much of a fight. But also, I don't know, just earlier on, we heard a lot of her saying, no, I want Natalie to stay. I want Natalie to stay. I want Natalie to stay. And sure enough, she stays and Jeremy goes home. And then the other night with the jacket thing, like, it seems like she's a manipulator that a lot of people aren't realizing that Angelina's as much of a manipulator as she is. And I think she's doing pretty good. But I do think eventually it's going to bite her, like how it kind of did with Sarah Lucina and Cagnon. I feel like it's going to bite her because she's going to get a little too comfortable, and that's when you go home. And if anybody's going to get comfortable out of the 14 left, I feel like it's going to be Angelina.
The only thing with Angelina is I don't know who she's tight with.
That's the problem, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she's going to get complacent. I think it might be more of everybody's got a buddy, and she doesn't. And she always tried, like, she's, you know, she comes in hot. So I think that could be your downfall.
Yeah. All right. So who's your 11?
So I go 11, Alec, Angelina, 12.
Okay. So we have the same order. Just you had Gabby in front of them.
Gabby is perfectly safe at number 7.
Yeah.
In the middle of the pack.
Sure.
When it comes to Alec, I don't think Kara wants to be with him. I don't think Davey wants to be with him. Nobody really needs him, or no one wants him, nor do they really need him. I think Kara obviously really needs him, but this is a pretty unique situation. I can't really think immediately of a time when, like, maybe Cochran, but not even, where someone makes this huge move and then everyone's like, all right, I'm done with you. Like, we're moving on. We don't really need you. So that shows that there's something about Alec that they don't like. It's probably because he was kind of a hot mess during that whole Natalia vote out. I think, like, if I saw that happening, if I saw my ally whispering in the wrong person's ear, I would be flipping out too. Mm-hmm. So I think Alec is in a similar situation Angelina, where he doesn't really have any friends, but the difference is this is very much his fault. Angelina, I don't know. I guess there's just no one she's directly connecting with.
Yeah, and I think the thing with Alec is the closer he gets to the merge, the more danger he's in, because they can start to say, okay, we merge at 13. Like, if they lose this time, they'll probably assume they're going to merge at 13. They'll probably vote him out. Or, you know, or they could. That could be the reason. If they lose the next time and they still haven't merged, like, we're definitely merging at 12, so let's just vote him out because he's more threatening. They're seeing him as more threatening than Kara, which I think is ridiculous because I think Kara can win. I don't think Alec can win, like, in terms of just their social skills and everything and who we've seen them be close with. But, yeah, I could see that being the reason. So it's actually worse for Alec. He would have been better off losing last week and then winning the last one or two before the merge than losing one of the next one or two, depending on how many there are before the merge. Mm-hmm. My number 12 is Gabby. And 13 is Allison, and then 14 is Kara. So talk
about Gabby,
but that's why I just wanted to get Allison and Kara out of the way, because I've talked a lot about Kara, and then Allison, I feel like, is the Rourke here. But the reason I have Gabby so low is because we've been led to believe that Dan and John haven't really done too much to try to work with Gabby. Christian is really tight with Gabby, but we're also seeing Christian form that relationship. We've seen Gabby come crying to Christian a couple times. It was hilarious that Gabby's mom went as Gabby for Halloween.
Oh my God, I'm just crying. So good with the tears.
With the tears. Amazing. And the thing is, Allison might reach out to Gabby and say, hey, we need to do this. And maybe Christian wants to do it. But do you really think Christian's going to vote out John or Dan? I just don't see it happening.
I don't. I see everyone going for it. Yeah, Angela. Jesus.
Allison.
Allison.
Yeah, but the thing is, if Allison is the one who's trying to spark it with Gabby, and Gabby goes to Christian and says, hey, look, I have Allison, then if Christian's going to go with them, I feel like Christian has to vote out one of the guys, unless he does run back to the guys and say, hey, Allison's trying to vote you out. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm not totally convinced that Allison goes yet either, although it could be that spike like Rourke had. But I'm just not sure. So, look, I have no idea really who's going home this week. I really don't. This is a tough one for me. But that's the end of my power rankings.
Yeah, this is a pretty tough one. I go Kara 13, Allison at 14. So Phil and I are just a little bit switched. Our power rankings have been very similar pretty much throughout, which is funny considering that we've talked about how great of an edit this entire season has been, but it can't be that great because on the whole, it's pretty clear who's good and who's not.
I think our power rankings have been similar, but if you look at like Jessica and Jeremy, we just had them high. Yeah. So I don't necessarily think that it's a bad thing. The Natalia and B, the B one was obvious. Natalie, we're always going to have low.
I think it's just like the Brochachos plus Gabby are, they're fine. To me, they're so fine.
Mm.
And Mike too, gigantic question mark. I did not expect that.
Yeah, no, Mike, I feel like, is good. See, the thing is, I feel like I can kind of guess who's going to make the merge, but I don't necessarily think that I know who's going to win the game. So I think that the edit, I think that's why the edit's been so good, is because, yeah, you might know who's going home each week, but it still comes in like a really interesting way. Like that whole Natalie thing was fantastic with the jacket. Oh, that was the best way she could have ever gone out. And so all of that happens. And then, but I feel like everybody who's still left could win the game except for Allison, or at least you've seen enough of them that I think that they could go to the finale, and I wouldn't be shocked if they sat in the final three, and I wouldn't be going, oh my God, this is a really like a Hannah type situation where she didn't really have much to pitch because we hadn't seen a lot of her until after the Michaela boot. That was when her story really started to pick up. So I feel like right now, though, everybody except for Allison has gotten a pretty good amount of screen time. And that's why I think the edit's been good. And yes, some characters are bigger than others, but I don't know if I talked about that with you or if that was with Intern. There's going to be main characters. You just have to have really good supporting characters too. I feel like the supporting characters on the season are really, really good.
For sure.
And I think that's what's making this seem like it's a good edit, is because out of the 14 left, there's probably 12 who legitimately could win the game.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome. And the only ones that I don't think really could pull it off are probably Allison and Lyrsa. And the only reason I don't think Lyrsa could pull it off is because Lyrsa had, I think, two straight episodes after she survived that boot where she didn't get anything, which is really shocking because that one episode was so big with her boot. And then we don't even hear from her the next week when we heard from every single other person.
Right.
So I think that's why Lyrsa couldn't win. So for me, it's just Lyrsa and Allison as two people who couldn't win. But Lyrsa is still a really intriguing character because she's an underdog who has survived two straight tribal councils. And then you have Allison, who was the one who underestimated the Davids at the beginning. And it looks like she's starting to come out of her shell a little bit. So we'll see with this.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I actually think Lyrsa could win because I think Alec won't win. I don't think Carl can win. I don't think we're getting enough.
Carl's getting a weird edit.
Carl's getting a very, very odd edit. I thought he was getting a quitter's edit, and then he has this nullifier, which, to your point, he's probably going to last a little while for that. But I think that's also just personality. I think they can't make Carl a John as much as they would like to. I think you really just can't do that. And so I think I had Carl sitting on Jerry, and I think I'm pretty comfortable with where that is.
Yeah, I feel like that's a safe bet. Carl feels like he's part of someone else's story right now.
Right. But then you have Davey, who is probably getting a very similar edit to Christian. They're just different because Davey's getting personal content. He's getting strategic content. He's a narrator, but he's funny. I think he's been right about most things, obviously not in the Jessica boot.
Yeah.
But I think Davey's in a great place too, and he's one of my favorite people so far. He's been amazing.
I feel like there's just so many people to latch onto and say, okay, I would be happy if they won. I'd be happy if they won, and I think that's what's making this seem really good right now. So that's really it. I mean, Alexa's got to go catch a plane and get out of here, get out of this city, make it smell a little bit better.
Sitting 2 hours of traffic at LAX, and then I don't know, sitting a 9-hour plane. So. Can be awesome.
6 hours. Nine hours.
It's going to be 9 hours.
I know. I just, you know, I don't want, I know somebody would correct you and say, you know how long it takes.
You don't know what a napalm is. You don't know how to fly.
I know.
It's a whole thing.
I like the Miami education.
I know.
Oh, God. And I'm like, I went to Miami and
Phil
I knew what it was.
Also went to UM.
Like, sorry. I just wasn't in a sorority. That's why I knew. Yeah,
that was it.
That was the whole thing.
You're
going to
talk about napalms in Greek life.
Yeah, dumb. Or GDAs do.
GDIs.
GDIs, whatever.
Oh, man, that's a word I haven't used in a while.
That sounds like an STD. Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, moving on.
All right, I think I'm going to take us home, and Phil's going to check his phone. Intern texted us, so.
Perfect.
Hey, intern.
Now I cannot pay attention as Alexa does this, which is why I never get better.
So we have only 4 more subscribers on YouTube until we hit 3,800, which is super exciting. So hit subscribe. We have like almost 130 new subscribers in just 4 weeks. So thank you, everyone who's been watching us. We've been having a ton of fun. I am going to be back. There is no more World Series. I am so freaking excited that it's the off season. We'll be back this week with a recap of episode 6 of Survivor David vs. Goliath. In the meantime, tweet at us, like us on Twitter, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. And we have something pretty exciting that we're going to bring up either this week or next Power Ranking. So stay tuned. And I'm going to say bye because Phil's texting.
Bye.
Bye.